And it really destroys an important feature of the economy, and that is savings. Savings tells us something, and it tells us if capital is available. This notion that capital can come out of the expansion of the money supply is remote. Now, Professor Krugman indicates that we just want to go back 100 years or so. That is not exactly true. We'd like to improve on what was like back then, but he wants to go back 1,000 years or 2,000 years, just as the Romans and the Greeks and all other countries debased their currency. They didn't have a computer. This idea that we need a Federal Reserve to run things, well, federal or a central bank, that's just a modern era.
Can you clarify, what do you mean by go back 1,000 years? Is that fair? Clarify what you mean by that.
What did the Romans do to their currency? The Byzantine Empire had a gold standard for 1,000 years, and they did quite well, and they didn't fight wars. But the Roman Empire eventually destroyed their currency. They put in wage and price controls before they diluted the metals. They inflated. They thought wealth could come by fooling the people. Who would want today, if they had 10 years to send their kid to college, would they put their money in gold coins or a treasury bill making 1 or 2%? They can't keep up with the inflation or the devaluation of the currency. There'd be nothing there. Right. Nobody puts their money in a 10-year bond.
I am not a defender of the economic policies of the Emperor Diocletian, so let's just make that clear.
You are, in a way. That's exactly what you're defending.
I'm a defender of the economic policies that we followed after World War II that produced the best generation of economic growth that this country has ever experienced. We had a set of policies that provided, there was mild inflation, there was effective government regulation of the financial system so that it didn't go wild the way it did after we lifted those regulations. We had fiscal policy that stimulated the economy when it was needed. We had policies that fostered a strong middle class instead of using the worship of the supposedly ideal forces of the market to lead to plutocracy. I like the America that my parents prospered in. I think
And there are some reasons for that. Just remember that Friedman, Bernanke apologized to Friedman because the Federal Reserve was responsible for prolonging the agony of the Depression. You have to liquidate the debt. After World War II, a lot of the debt was liquidated. But guess what else we did? The troops were coming home. 10 million people came home. Big government liberals wanted to have job programs. They weren't put into place. We cut spending by some 60%. We slashed taxes. Finally, the Depression ended. It was the liquidation of debt that made it available that we could go back to work again.
I want to say something